Now we're joined by Kevin Wooster with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. He's joining us from the road. You can find his blog, on the other hand, at sdpb.org/Wooster. Kevin, welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back.
It has been a short week for many folks because of Memorial Day weekend, or Memorial Day on Monday. And your blog post online talks about sort of a South Dakota Memorial Day, a quintessentially South Dakotan Memorial Day.
Well, you know, and before I go back to Lyman County with you, speaking of memorials, I've just attended a funeral for Bernard Duffy, who was an 88, almost 89-year-old, really well-known Central South Dakota, a small-town lawyer, and a guy that went back to law school as a school administrator, school superintendent here, when he was 40, and had five of his six kids, and took off at age 40, went to law school, and came back here to practice in his hometown, and I'm actually part of the family, been friends, and have stepkids that are Duffy's, and so we're out here on the hillside, windy slope of the hillside of the Scotty Phillips Cemetery, above the Missouri River, and so there's obviously memorial services going on here very directly. But as you, as typical memorial service here for the funeral of a very popular man with people of all ages, and that's kind of the theme that I took into that blog about going home to Lyman County for Memorial Day. My plan was to go to the Black Hills National Cemetery, where they had a thing this year where they got volunteers to put a flag on every gravesite out there near every cross. And I was going to go up and do that until my brother Jim called and said, hey, they're having a deal at Kennebec and Reliance. Why don't we go back? And when your older brother calls and tells you we're going back to the home county for Memorial Day, you kind of go. So it was one of those not fancy things, but really, really heartwarming things. And again, windy, about as windy as it is right now at both Reliance. It's a joint American Legion post, 179, Kennebec and Reliance. And our farm was northeast Reliance, and so we know people from both towns, obviously, and know people on the grave in the cemetery, including former Senator Jim Abner former Governor Sharp, or former Senator Abner, former Governor Sharp, and Kennebec folks. And I started it out at the potluck, and boy, when they do potluck right there, they do potluck.
There was enough food. Nobody, if you leave hungry, it's your own fault.
That was what the post commander, Kent Hamill, who happens to be a fellow that grew up down the valley from us in a farm. He's one of the Hamill boys. Another brother, Noel, was a well-known newspaper man and publisher in South Dakota, and he's semi-retired now, kind of like me.
Dakota political junkie now.
Pardon?
He's a Dakota political junkie now.
Oh, he is, isn't he?
He is indeed.
That's right. That's right.
And, having the pleasure of meeting him for the first time.
He is and was an extraordinary newsman here, which is kind of funny that you'd have this little pod of news people, my brother and Noel, and actually my older brother Jim, who writes as well. Down there, we always tell people the three Wooster boys were too stupid to farm, so we had to get into something else. That's what we kind of landed on. But his older brother, Kent, looked at me like I was insane when I said, man, isn't this an amazing spread? You know, and he said, have you ever known a feed in Lyman County where there wasn't enough to eat?
Right.
And I guess I hadn't.
You know, there's so much going on, Kevin, in state politics, in national politics, international news. It seems like we're kicking off the summer with, you know, everything from music to events to, you know, controversy. And then this beautiful blog post just reminding us to pause and, you know, not rush forward too much. Take the time to really visit the cemetery and do some thinking about who came before us. What was it like for you to sort of spend the time, you know, just writing this as well?
Well, it got a little rushed for me at the end. I spent more time on the first three quarters of the blog than on the ending. But what you do is you go back to that when we're at Reliance first, and they had a salute there with the color guard and the rifles. And my brother Jim and I were talking about the guys that we'd known in the color guard that had now passed on and were buried in that cemetery when the previous times when we'd been there. One of them that showed up once with his rifle and a frozen shoulder, and on a windy day was trying to get his rifle up to shoot. And of course, they're blanks, but he was firing them kind of in all directions. And one of the women in the crowd said, "If Johnny was his name, if Johnny's going to shoot somebody's window out there with that thing." And suddenly you're finding the grandchildren of people that you grew up with, and children of people you grew up with, and then we moved over to, we did that color guard ceremony at the Reliance Cemetery, and then we moved to Kennebec, and that's where they had the great feed, and they had a program in the gym where Jim and I and our family would go and dance, and when we were kids growing up, because all of those communities had a dance, you know. We wrote about Vivian in the blog a while back, and that, of course, was the big one, but the other towns, including Kennebec, had dances there, too. So that was something we all talked about as we remembered those that were lost, and also remembered we remembered all on that Monday, we took special time to remember those who had died in the service of their country. So,
and when you go online to sdpb.org/Wooster, you can read that blog, and there's also room to comment, and we'd love to hear your stories your memories that Kevin sort of inspires with his writing. Kevin Wooster, I want to say thank you. I know you're kind of in the middle of nowhere and maybe have some place to go, so we'll let you go, but thanks for the blog, and thanks for being here with us today.
Well, thanks. It's good to be back.